see a similarity between the one Harbaugh camp and this Harbaugh camp?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some similarities. Like I said, in Baltimore, I got my feet wet, and now I'm kind of getting accustomed to the whole NFL process. Coming in here is just a little bit easier. I'm catching on a little bit faster, but I'm ready to work and ready for practice this afternoon.
What advice did your dad give you getting ready for this game?
Oh, you know, just always work hard, you know. Work ethic's always, you know, what matters, those attributes, and, you know, finishing in every play and stuff like that. So little things like that, just keep on going.
How many times have you run the hill?
I ran a couple times in my life. One thing about the hill, that never gets old. It doesn't matter how much shape you are, they still kick your butt once you run it.
You ever kick your dad's butt going off that thing?
Right now, I did it when I was younger. I haven't done it a little bit lately, but we was just pace, you know, just keep up to his pace and things like that. But I think now, I think I'll be able to catch him.
What do you see as your main attribute coming in here and trying to get a contract from the Niners?
Well, you know, it's the little things for me, you know, work ethic, finishing every play, you know, try to catch the ball, go all the way to the end zone, little things like that. And I think just the ability to get better, I think that is definitely a great attribute that, you know, I'm a developmental guy. I'm able to develop, you know, everybody wants to see the finished product right now, but, you know, you have to make the finished product. So I'm always willing to do that.
What do guys in the locker room, both in Baltimore and here, say when they see your name? What do they bring it up to you?
Well, you know, everybody's been kind of respectful. I mean, I haven't had anything, you know, bad happen. Everybody is, you know, in their own zone trying to, you know, review the playbook or get all the plays right and stuff like that. But everybody's been pretty nice, so the environment's always been, you know, good for me.
Is the terminology of the playbook, is it something you're familiar with?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I said going back to Baltimore. When I went to Baltimore, that's where I really kind of experienced everything for the first time. So I come back here, and, like, I started some of the same terminologies being used and things like that. So I'm able to catch on quicker, so that definitely benefited me.
What would it mean to yourself and also your relationship with your dad if you actually made this team and became a Niner?
Oh, it's just been funny, but honestly, my dad just wants me to make it anywhere, you know, and, you know, more importantly, just do the best I can in my ability. So if it doesn't work out and I'm able to walk away, I have no regrets.
Returning punts?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do it all. Shoot, special teams, all that, just whatever it takes, you know, to show that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get on this team.
What number did you get?
I got 83. Yeah, they asked me if I wanted an 80. I was like, not right now. No 80 for me. Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, this is my own person, you know. I'm my own individual, and obviously I have his DNA too. So, I mean, there's some similarities. But in the end, I am Rice Jr., not Rice Sr. So it's time to make my own name.